And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Steve Vickford, and we had a very useful and a very interesting new topic online with us, Steve.
Yes, and when we discussed it off air before coming on with our next guest, you were quite intrigued and wanted to learn more about it. We've got Ron Davis on the line. He's Vice President of Pathfinder Luggage, and people who travel with their laptops are going to really be interested in learning what Ron has to say to us today.
Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be on it.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things is, I mean, Travel World, we've been doing this now for a little over 15 years, Stephen and I, at least on the air. And being the engineer between the two of us, Stephen being the travel content expert, I'm the guy who's always lugging all the computers and all the paraphernalia and what have you. So I'm very familiar with the difficulties in getting computers through airport security. I know the drill, pull it out and whatnot. So you tell me that in reading some of the information about what you're producing, you found a way around that.
Yeah, basically the TSA is trying to figure out a way to speed up the screening process at the airports and loosen up the bottleneck at the checkpoints. And they've asked a few manufacturers to see if we could develop a briefcase to where it could go through the screening process without removing the laptop.
Sure.
And they gave us some specifications to follow, and it's got to have a clear image going as it goes through the X-ray machine. And, we worked hard at it, and we think we've got one of the first ones that will be able to go through that process without taking the laptop out of it.
How long have you been working on this particular prototype?
The information got out to us about 4 months ago. So
wow.
We really put the metal to the metal on that baby as soon as
that's
we heard
a lot
it.
Of hard work and a lot of quick work on this. Now tell me, this is your first product, or is it just one in a line of products? This is your first of a new series?
No, in Pathfinder we've been one of the leaders in the luggage industry for 15 years, and we've done briefcases throughout many of our collections of Pathfinder, and this will be a specific product to address the request of the TSA, which will be our checkpoint-friendly briefcases.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about this? What are some of the features? What's it going to look like? I mean, for me, I'm typically dragging around one of these notebook cases. They're all pretty well the same. They've got a little pocket. It's padded. You put a little Velcro strap around your laptop, and all your cords go into a pocket, and that's, garden variety. And they're usually made out of some variant of nylon or what have you. So tell me a bit about your bag.
Well, we're going to initially launch the product in two bags. One will be a carry version of a briefcase, and another will be a wheeled version.
Ah, the wheels one. So the wheels is coming out afterwards, or is it coming at the same time?
They'll be coming out at the same time.
The wheels one is the one I want.
Exactly. That's the one everyone wants. It takes the load off your back.
Telling me.
And all the paraphernalia you've got to carry with your business travel. But basically, the way the bags are designed, there's a completely separate compartment for your laptop.
Okay.
So when you get to the screening process, you're going to unzip your bag, mm-hmm. and one flap is going to open up, and unzip and lay down, and your laptop is going to be separate there.
Oh, I
All
see.
All your cords, everything else will be on the other side of the briefcase.
Okay, so
almost like a book.
So instead of opening it up and pulling the laptop out, you just unzip it and unfold it like a big book. You lay it flat on the thing. And it goes right through the checkpoint, one of their little gray trays.
That's exactly right.
Ah, now that is ingenious. And so,
your laptop never gets separated from your briefcase this way. And I've heard horror stories and have personal friends that have either picked up the wrong laptop or forgot it.
Show up for that important presentation. Where is it? Oh, no.
I would be devastated myself. My life is on mine.
No. Listen, once you start depending on a laptop, you use just that, and then it's everywhere you go, everything you've done in recent times. So it's kind of important. So that's the kind of
and there's
idea.
Damage too. Falling out of the bin or whatever as well. So
that's true. I've also seen some of these screeners, and they pile other people's luggage on top of yours, so it gets all scratched up. And the laptops, they range from the little $200 Walmart specials, and they're really worth not much more than a dollar, those things. But, you got people who got $5,000 laptops just because they need them. And you don't want, you know, what they say, fragile means bounce off a wall into bin. So
that's correct.
Yeah, anything that can break, leave it to somebody to want to break it.
Now, yeah, it's a challenge, right?
So about your bags, so they're available in black, other colors? Tell me a bit more about it.
Pretty much business cases, at least for a business traveler, most people want black.
Yeah.
And so we're going to start with black, and then after that launch something that's more targeted to the female business traveler.
Well, yeah, I mean, then you get into styles and
things. Fashion forward person.
Exactly. I'm a fashion challenge, so I freely admit that. Me, it's practicality trumps trumps fashion, because you know the kind of things that I carry with me, you got to have them. So now, tell me a bit more about the features of this bag. So it folds out like a book. What about capacity? Is it enhanced in any way, or is it pretty well the same as any other laptop bag, or are there penalties to pay for the TSA requirements?
Well, the TSA wanted it so when it laid out on the screening belt, it didn't exceed 30 inches.
Okay.
So the height of it can't exceed 15 inches, or I'm sorry, 32 inches, so it can't exceed 16 inches. But basically what we've done is taken one of our typical three-compartment briefcases, and just normally the laptop was in the center compartment.
Yeah.
We moved it to the front compartment and then took the organizational pockets that you put your cell phone, MP3 players, glasses, business cards, and pens and pencils and everything in the center compartment. And then in the back compartment, you've got your file dividers. And on the that's on the wheeled version. On the carry version, the laptop compartment's in the very back of it, so that compartment would zip open. And then your file dividers are in the center, and then all of your organizational features to carry your disk, cords, and all that will be in the front of the briefcase. So it's a very organized briefcase and user-friendly, and it'll be even more user-friendly once you can run it through the checkpoints without having to take that laptop.
It sounds like it's going to be just the ideal thing to have. Now, did you have to change any materials in terms of the construction of the bag, any kind of new latches or handles or what have you?
Not really. Normally we would have metal logo plates on the face of the bag, which that can't be there. Anything that would obstruct the X-ray vision or the image of the laptop has to be removed. So we've got a leather ID patch on the front now. But the material we use, we've always been one that uses top ballistic nylons, and that's what we'll be using, ballistic nylon with leather trim.
Wow,
on all of the Pathfinder briefcases.
Sounds like you're going to be traveling in style, too, on top of that, because, you know, a lot of these things are cheaply constructed, and, you know, a little bit of leather on top of that actually sounds like it's going to be a bit of a luxury item as well. Now,
a briefcase takes more abuse than luggage does, because it's used every single day for most people.
Yeah.
So we've got to make it so it lasts, holds up better than luggage. They've got very high specifications.
Oh, yeah, people are putting them in luggage racks on trains and buses. They're taking them on their daily commute, and they're out in all sorts of weather. You see people taking their briefcase, and they're waiting for the bus, and they're waiting for this. It has to stand up to that abuse.
Yeah, it's nonstop abuse. Picking up, putting down, picking up, putting down. Luggage, it's pick it up and put it down once, and you're done with it for, you know, at least the day.
I know from my own laptop bag, I mean, I run through one of them, maybe even two of them in a year, exactly because of that, because of the abuse that these things take. And you know, it really is kind of funny, because in terms of the extendable handle, too, because the handle, I don't know about how yours is constructed, because sometimes people lean on them, or they'll push the bag with the handle. And if it collapses on you, you know, it's just another one of those frustrations on the road.
Well, that's a nice point to bring up. Another feature of our bags, typical laptop cases that are wheeled, the handles are shorter than typical luggage bags, because a laptop case is so low to the ground. Our handles are longer, so, you know, average height people are going to be able to wheel this thing without tripping on the bag. And then the grade of the aluminum tubes that we use are all aircraft grade aluminum, so they're very, very durable to, again, stand up to the constant abuse.
Yeah. Now, we only got about a minute left, so what I wanted to do is, why don't you tell me, first of all, when is this launching, and where can people get bags like this?
Hopefully it'll be in most retailers across the U.S. and Canada with by Christmas time. Our goal is to have them in the U.S. by September, October at the latest, and Canada will probably be around the same time frame.
Sure.
And it'd be most specialty store retailers, some of the department stores, and then online you'll be able to find it too. And if you need directions to find out the nearest dealer, you can just go to our website at pathfinderluggage.com and just punch in your zip code and we'll show you. You know, who's got the product closest to you.
We're talking with Ron Davis. This is Willem Backus on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Thanks for joining us today, Ron, and we hope to have you on again sometime soon. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.